X Mobile monitoring.
TA Mobile, how are you doing this afternoon?
10-6 CLX,
doing good.
Just gotta make a run to Lowe's. Because, of course, I'm doing home projects, so you know how that is.
Get it back to the house to get started.
I'm doing plumbing. So I'm putting in a new faucet, you know. After being on my back for the last hour, taking the old one out, putting the new one in, and then I find out that the repair job on the water supply I did 6 months ago, I shortened the pipe, and of course, the hose doesn't reach.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, I'm doing finishing up a chicken coop today. That's what I'm doing. Hopefully, I don't have to do no more plumbing for a while. I did that a few months ago.
It is what it is. Just the problem with plumbing is it's not like electricity where there's multiple sizes of wire, but I mean, you kind of can calculate what you need. And there's no rhyme or reason to what they do when they're building a house when it comes to plumbing and size of fittings. I got a lot of stuff at the house in the way of plumbing because I usually buy three of every size.
All kind of odds and ends parts here and there.
Anyway. All right, Jimmy. Jimmy with the chicken coop.
Trying for about over a month now to get this thing done, but the darn weather ain't cooperated. And of course, we got a little bit of nice weather this weekend. Hopefully, I can get it finished up.
No rain and 72. You don't want to be doing it tomorrow. Like spring tomorrow.
Tomorrow too, and I've got a good bit left to do. Hopefully I can get it all done. Probably, I don't know if I'll be able to get the painting this weekend. Hopefully I can get it painted this weekend.
The chickens all ready?
I'll be here until I think the 22nd or something like that, and then they'll stay in a little small brooder until they get for a few weeks or about 4 or 5 weeks, and then I'll finally move them out there if the weather's warm enough.
Talk to Tom every few days. He's telling me, N0TR, he's telling me about his chickens. Our daughter has chickens down in Mississippi. And, well, she's got every kind of fowl you can think of, chickens, geese, ducks. She loves her fowl.
So that's what got me into deciding to go ahead and do it. I've been thinking about doing it every year for a couple of years, but to hearing him talk about it on here, I said, hey, I'll go ahead and do it.
Neighborhood with an association, so you know, antennas and chickens are two things, and boats, two things you can't have.
Get too much in an association anywhere like that, I make too much noise and racket.
Well, luckily, got plenty of trees in the backyard. You can hardly see that off-center fed dipole in the back. One fella cut down a tree that was falling. Working for the association. He hit my antenna. I went running back there to make sure he didn't destroy it. Like, what is that? Is that a zip line?
You know, it's just how they'll react to stuff. You never know. Half the people in there probably wouldn't care one way or the other, but you got a few of the others that would, you know, they flip their lid over one little thing, like any little thing.
And the wire is hard to see in the trees. And I know it's there, and I have a hard time looking for it. I'm always looking up there and making sure it hasn't fallen.
Get around to getting my license upgraded and getting into HF. I haven't had time to do it.
That too. I got to a general and advanced back in the 90s. And didn't go all the way to extra until last year.
Days. Got all kind of other projects going on and everything else. Always something's got to be done.
Yeah, house chores, just a normal everyday chore getting in the way nowadays. That work. And I got more electronics/ham radio projects sitting around, not started or portion done or almost done. I could keep myself busy for the rest of my life, I think.
You guys just need to show the wife who wears the pants in the house. And my ears are burning in zero TR.
Where's Bernice?
Well, you have to ask. She's upstairs. I've been working some of the South Carolina QSO party just to help the guys out and spotting them on sideband and on CW. And doing some other little chores around here in the radio room, you might call it. And I'm getting ready to go out and visit them chickens in a little while. And, you know, when you talk to them chickens, you kind of like the fact that jellyfish have survived for 650 million years despite not having brains gives hope to many of us.
Their survival is not worrying about stuff and thinking about stuff.
I'm stomping on someone. Yeah, the daughter's last when we, she goes to the store and she was telling me that she laughs where she sees the eggs in the store. They say fed pure vegetarian. She says, my chickens are anything but vegetarian.
Good afternoon, Mike. Yeah, they'll eat just about anything. Bernice was on the farm until she was 18 years old. Back in Kansas, and by the way, I've been here in Kansas quite a bit this morning on 40 meters, check in with these South Carolina QSO party guys. And I surprised a couple of them. They were in Spartanburg and worked one on CW and one on Voice. And what county? What state? they've been working every place else, and then I come in.
Now it is zero call they've heard all day.
I don't know. I heard some pretty loud ones on 40 meters a while ago on sideband, about 7225. Oh, and who else is in their GPA? Go ahead.
Pull into the driveway here. I'm going to get out and unload some stuff. Get to work here before I get too lazy. It's good to talk to you and hear from all y'all, or you by y'all. I'll talk with you later. KF4 GPA, clear.
Have fun building that coop.
Yeah, today, build it downwind.
Hey, my barbie's laid out. It's the opposite direction of that.
Coop. Well, she went out to check on her coop a year or two ago. And she saw something in there. She opened the door. Somehow a hawk had gotten in there. Was having fun eating some chickens. And I won't tell you what she did to that hawk because I think it was illegal.
The property there, you should be okay to do it.
Yeah, that's federally protected bird, but. You know what? I'd have done the same thing if it was in my pen. Only much quicker.
I agree with you there. I'll be clear again.
Righty. Well, I'm going to step out now, Tom. I'll leave you to bothering your chickens, because I got to go into Lowe's. And 6CLX, I'm going to clear out temporarily.
Talk to you guys later. I was just sitting here and listening to you for some way to trap you there. sandbagging's what we called it up in Kansas. See you later, N0TR.